marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage. You know, you wouldn't know this, but it's tough out there for those of us without a couch growing out of our butt. A fat woman, Godzilla's into the shoe store today. Asked for something she could wear to walk in the woods. Jokingly, I suggest she wear a sign that says, "Don't shoot from the front, I look human." Now, you'd think a woman could take a little good-humored teasing, but what does she do? Complains to the owner, who gives her a gift certificate for $200 worth of free shoes. And you know whose paycheck that's going to come out of?
Kelly's?
Damn right, if I could find out where she hides her purse. Now for something I want to look at.
And now on Fox, it's the new adventures of Psycho Dad.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
The one with the gun and the icy stare. The one with the scalp of his ex-wife's hair. Psycho Dad, Psycho Dad, Psycho Dad. He's a darn good paw, but he hates the law. Shot in Reno to eat it raw. Psycho Dad.
With less violence, but more kinky sex and nudity for a cleaner and saner America.
Oh, Hank, I'm so excited.
No, but Al, I hate Psycho Dad.
Hank, just... there's nothing in heaven and earth that will stop me from watching Psycho Dad.
Hey, smells like something's cooking in here.
Our TV set blew up.
Buy a second-hand TV, you said. For $10, you can't go wrong, you said. Well, now look, 20 years later, the damn thing's broken.
Al, what is the big deal? Just go out and buy a new one.
Well, just buy a new one. Well, spank my bottom. Why didn't I think of that? Hello, Wally's World of Free TVs? What do you have on sale today for absolutely nothing?
Guys, I got a solution, though God knows it's not for all your problems. They're having tryouts for a new game show called Touchdown Trivia. First prize is $10,000, and there's no one who knows more about sports or is more trivial than you, Al.
$10,000, why, with that, I could buy a big screen, I could buy a satellite dish, have money left over to change the locks in the house, and watch all this in peace. I'm going to those auditions. Don't wait up for me.
I wasn't going to.
I was talking to Jefferson.
First, let me congratulate you on passing the written test. For the final audition, we will play a simulated game of sports trivia, both national and local. Any questions?
Well, I'd like to know one that we get...
Places, please. And now we will introduce our host, Travis James.
Man, I hate rehearsals.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
First contestant is Al Bundy.
Yes, Travis. I was born.
Then we go to our second contestant, Max Weinberg. Max. That's short for... nothing. Fine. Okay. Our third contestant is Mike McKenzie.
Hi, Travis.
Don't speak to me, Mike. It's just a rehearsal, okay? Now it's time for Touchdown Trivia. Okay, contestants, we're all familiar with the famous running back O.J. Simpson. For 5 yards, what do the initials O.J. stand for?
Al.
Orenthal James.
That's correct!
Eat my dust.
Okay, the second question. What was the World Bowl? Al.
Title game of the now defunct World Football League. Travis. Excuse me. Do you want me to rush or you want me to pretend that I have to think about this?
Here's a 10-yard question. What occupational oddity is shared by Henry Aaron, Willie Mays, and Babe Ruth? Mike.
They're all baseball players.
Been in this country long, Mike? Be a little more specific, please. Max.
All Hall of Fame baseball players.
Dress a Barbie, Max. Let a real man answer this. They all started and ended their careers in the same city, but for different teams.
That is correct. Next question. Can you name one of two women golfers to win? Max.
Mickey Wright.
Correct.
Women's golf is not a sport.
Neither is spinning for distance.
But it can be.
Women's golf.
All right, next question. What famous Native American midget wrestler? Al.
Sky Low Low.
That's correct. Mr. Bundy, our final question pertains to a local sporting event. What high school has won the most city championships in baseball?
The O'Leary Bucket Kickers.
Correct! Congratulations, Mr. Bundy. To have mastered that amount of sports knowledge, I can only assume you have absolutely no life.
None whatsoever, Travis. Oh, well, by the way, when do you guys want me to come back for the real thing?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Bundy. We won't be having you back at all.
What? Well, how come I won!
Well, according to our researchers, you scored extremely low in personality.
Well, how low?
Now, let me put it to you this way. It was somewhere between Joe Piscopo and the fat kid who played on Head of the Class. Look, you know what? If I liked you at all, I'd really be sorry.
Well, no, wait a second. You can't do this to me. I'm a legend. I scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game at Polk High.
4 touchdowns in high school football. Wow. Look, Mr. Bundy, we're looking for people that are young, smart, and energetic. Or if you really want to be a shoe-in, someone with sex appeal.
Daddy, I can't go on a sports trivia show. I don't know anything about sports.
Well, so you went to class every day. You don't know anything about school.
Yeah? Then how come they gave me a thing?
A diploma?
Yeah.
Because you tried. Sweetheart, please. No, it's for a new TV. Come on, I'll tell you what, I'll order the cartoon channel for you.
Okay. I'll go upstairs and call in sick for today. My boss isn't gonna like it, but at least somebody's appreciating me for my mind. It's the basement.
Bud. Now listen, You've helped Kelly with her schoolwork.
Tell me, is she capable of, anything?
Well, sure. You just gotta work within her limitations. Look, Kelly's brain... Kelly's brain... can hold anything. You just gotta make sure of two things before you start. One, that it's totally empty.
Well, we know it.
And two, you gotta feed her information slowly, a drop at a time until she's full.
Full?
Yeah. Kelly's brain can actually get full. And then you gotta be really careful, because each new fact after that will totally replace an old one. That's how come she forgot to put on a blouse the day she took her driver's test.
I said, okay. What do I have to do?
All right. Good, sweetheart. First, tell me everything you know about sports.
I know that you scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game for Poke High.
Very good. What else?
Golf spelled backwards is flog.
I thought this was going to take a long time. All right, Pumpkin, don't worry. You just sit down right here, and in 48 hours, you're going to know so much about sports, you're going to be like the son I always wanted. To yachting.
I'm full.
Thank God. Well, we've got 2 hours to catch up on our sleep. Now, don't learn anything new until this game show is over.
How am I supposed to do that?
Follow your mother around.
Welcome to Touchdown Trivia. Here's the star of our show, Travis James.
Okay, I know we're anxious to win some money, so let's get started, shall we? Our first question in Touchdown Trivia. What National League batter set the all-time record for strikeouts in a single season despite batting over 300? Mike!
Bobby Bonds, 189 strikeouts in 1970.
That's correct.
Hey, my buzzer didn't work.
You've got to squeeze the buzzer, honey. Don't jerk it.
Thanks. I learned something.
Gee, so did I.
Oh, no, Pig. Travis put a thought into Kelly's head. That means she lost a fact.
For another 5 yards, what National Hockey League team won only 1 game in franchise history? Kelly!
Montreal Wanderers 1917 won their opener, lost their next 5, and then their stadium burned down.
Absolutely correct!
Yes!
All right, our next question is in professional basketball. In the NBA, who had the highest percentage of free throws in a single season? Kelly!
Calvin Murphy of the Houston Rockets with a whopping 95.8%.
Right again! Now for 10 yards, what do Karl Marx, Bob Dylan, and heavyweight champion Sonny Liston have in common? Tony!
They're all communist.
No, that's not what we're looking for. Mike!
Mamie Van Doren!
Judges? No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Kelly!
They're all on the cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album.
Slide that head!
Oh, baby, you're getting some tonight.
Now, before we continue, let's meet our contestants.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Travis might ask her a question, or worse, tell her something she doesn't know. She'll lose another fact.
Our first contestant
young hair
is Kelly Bundy, a poison disseminator from right here in Chicago. So tell me, Ms. Bundy.
She's married!
Okay, that's enough, Chick Chat. Let's get back to our game! Okay, contestants, you're all even with 10 yards to go. You all have a chance at the big money. This is for all the marbles, the big enchilada. Here's the question. Who led the Chicago Bulls in scoring six straight? Tony!
Michael Jordan.
No, no, that's incorrect. Let me finish the question. Who led the Chicago Bulls in scoring six straight seasons in the 70s? Kelly!
Bob Butterbean Love.
For 10 yards, that's correct in the game!
She did it! She did it!
Oh, Al, can I have some tomorrow night, too?
Not if I get that TV.
Now, Kelly, as you know, our bonus question is always in local sports. You have $1,000 that you can keep. But if not, you can go for the run-back question and a chance at a check for $10,000.
Let's rock.
Okay!
Al, aren't you afraid they're going to ask her the one fact she lost?
What are the odds of that? I taught her more local stuff than national, Peg. We can't lose.
Okay, Kelly, for $10,000 in local high school football, who scored four touchdowns in one game for Polk High School in the Chicago City Championship?
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Al.
You know, Peg, this proves a personal theory of mine. The longer you suffer, the greater the rewards. That's how the gods work.
And why won't the gods let her answer?
Huh?
Polk High, four touchdowns. Red squeeze buzzer?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. The correct answer was, audience?
Al Bundy!
But Kelly, you won't go away empty-handed. We have plenty of terrific consolation prizes for you, and thanks for playing Touchdown Trivia.
Yes, Peg.
Am I still getting some?
No pay. In fact, when we get home, I just might take some back.
Well, it's not 10 grand, but a new TV is not a bad consolation prize.
So you mean I did good?
No.
Oh, come on, Al. You're proud of her. Now admit it.
Well, you did your best, Pumpkin, so... Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, can we watch something special on the new TV?
Sure, son. You know, it doesn't get any better than this.
Who's that riding across the land? Who's lost the power of the wise and slain? Who is the man who's plumbing sand?